Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. Hey, it's great to be back again with you on the program and to be able to tell you once more about Jesus. And today we want to speak again about his blood. 1 Peter 1:18, it's as if the apostle Peter had caught a vision of Jesus and he had actually realized what was happening at the cross. It's as if his soul caught fire when he writes this verse. Listen to what he says. He says, "We have been redeemed by precious blood." Now, if he just said blood, I'd have said good, or by the blood of Jesus, that's good. But he calls this blood precious. You know, all too little is said about the blood of Jesus nowadays. Some of us seem to avoid the subject as much as possible. And you know, Satan hates the truth of the blood of Jesus and has successfully silenced preachers concerning this subject. And these same preachers who don't talk about the blood listen to somebody like me and they call me a dinosaur. Ooh, great. I'm glad to be a dinosaur if it means that I preach the blood of Jesus. And as for Satan, if there's one subject that he would like to turn our minds away from, it is the blood of Jesus. The precious blood of Jesus. He tells us that we can be saved by, reformation, by good deeds, by going to church. No. You can't be saved by doing your best. All the way through the New Testament, we find that the only way to God, listen to me, the only way to God is a blood-marked way. The precious blood of Jesus has marked that way. And every passage in the Bible that speaks of salvation shows us that salvation is the result of the shedding of blood. And if you go through the New Testament, you will find that the way to get back to God is by blood sacrifice. Back then, of course, they sacrificed the blood of bulls and goats. In the fullness of time, God was manifest in the flesh, and he lived, and he loved, and he suffered, and he died, and he rose again. And on the cross, from his pierced hands and his pierced feet and his wounded side, his blood pours forth. And Peter looks at this, and by the power of the Spirit, he says, it is precious blood. Dear believer, if ever you place the death of Christ and the shedding of his blood in an unimportant place, you have developed a wrong idea of God. You don't know about his righteousness and his justice. His blood was precious and precious to the Father. Without the shedding of that blood of Jesus, there was no chance for anybody to be saved. And if we think that God could look upon sin and pass over it without providing an atonement or without doing something to blot out this sin, well, then we don't understand the character of God. But when we realize that he may be just and the justifier of them that believe in Jesus, we know that his own son bore our sins in his body on the tree. And it's only then that we can sing and shout for joy and know that we're lifted from despair to hope and from darkness into his light and from bondage into freedom. And it's no wonder that this blood of Jesus is called precious. And that's the Gospel Truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.